how do you rebuild trust between communities of color and police in America? There's ongoing distrust, anger, and fear following a series of police shootings of unarmed black men. The shootings have sparked street protests, lawsuits, soul-searching, and calls for change. Stephon Clark, a 22-year-old black man in Sacramento, California, is only the latest to get national attention. Clark was shot to death last month in his grandparents' backyard by two Sacramento police officers. Many activists saw it as part of a long trend of racist police violence. In search of what police can do to change this dynamic, we turn to the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement, or NOBLE. Clarence Cox is the president, and he joins us. Mr. Cox, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Since 2015, statistics show that 25% of those killed by police were black, a disproportionate share, of course, given that African Americans are 12% of the nation's population. What do you see as the most important thing police departments should be doing right now to help reduce that violence, and what many see is the implicit bias driving that?
Well, you kind of hit it on the head. We're encouraging implicit bias training to be mandated throughout the training academies across the country as well as departments, and make it mandatory for veteran officers to take as part of their annual in-service training. We're also encouraging agencies across the country to join the use of force database, which is right now voluntary. And unfortunately, out of the over 18,000 police departments across the country, when it was first piloted, less than 200 agencies participated.
Well, talk about that training. What does that look like, whether it's online or in person? And do we have any data on how effective it is?
So far, I have not seen any data on the effectiveness. However, I've seen real-time results in some of that. I actually just left New Orleans, where they're doing some interventions to include the implicit bias. You know, New Orleans has had some real issues as it relates to law enforcement in the community, and they've launched something called EPIC, the acronym for Ethical Policing is Courageous. With this program they've rolled out in New Orleans, it's almost mandatory that people buy in, the officers buy in, and they're not going to allow others to erode the public trust any longer. They're going to report people who are, you know, abusing our citizens, doing arrest and other things, doing corrupt and unjust things.
We're speaking with Clarence Cox of the group NOBLE. I have to ask you about the Philadelphia Starbucks case. In Philadelphia, police arrested two black men recently at a Starbucks. They were waiting for a friend. The video of this arrest went viral. Starbucks has apologized and is shutting down stores in May for an afternoon of, you know, anti-bias training. Do you think an afternoon of a corporate training session will do anything to change that dynamic? Is it a start?
I think that's a start, and I think it's a very positive start. NOBLE was directly involved in this. The chief there is a friend. I reached out to him as soon as this happened and wanted to know his thoughts on it before I released the statement. When he made an apology, I called him back and applauded his apology and told him that was the beginning of the healing. We also spoke with the Starbucks folks. We spoke with them because NOBLE participated in what was called a coffee with a cop, and where we invited the community into Starbucks to, you know, have town hall meetings. So my statement to Starbucks immediately was, we've sent a mixed message to our community, and we've got to make this right. And, you know, the CEO and others there agreed. And my point to them was, I know the culture and I know the philosophy of management, but if that's not sent down to the organization, it's problematic. And in this case, apparently it was not.
Finally, what do you think can be done to help rebuild trust? What's the most effective avenue? Are we talking community forums, town meetings, one-on-one? What, in your experience, is the most effective?
Well, I went back to Ferguson recently after the live trucks and everybody had gone, because we were there when Michael Brown, right after the Michael Brown incident, and I learned a lot from that. People are still, in a sense, hurting and trying to heal, though things have changed and things are progressively better, and they're getting better every day. But what we have done a bad job of doing in law enforcement, in any community across this country, if their agency head isn't practicing some of the tenets under the 21st century policing, they have a problem. We've got to get everybody on board. And until there is some real reform in law enforcement and the criminal justice system, we've got to do it locally. And we can't depend on the White House or anybody. We've got to start locally, and that's why I applaud the things that are going on in New Orleans. They're doing it locally.
Clarence Cox is president of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement, or NOBLE. Clarence, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.